You have a special invitation. The Let's Face the Issues Rally is Thursday, July 1st from 5:45 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Don't miss the meet and greet with refreshments and light food. Then hear Dr. Jean A. Youngblood, host of Let's Face the Issues, speak. There will also be several other speakers and regular guests of his daily radio program. The speakers will discuss social, spiritual, and political issues. And you are invited to join in the discussion during the question and answer session before a live audience. The Let's Face the Issues rally is Thursday, July 1st from 5:45 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Salem Center Auditorium, the home of this radio station, 7235 Bentley Road, formerly Bonneville Road, just east of Highway 1 Phillips Highway. Seating is limited, so please arrive early to get a seat for the Let's Face the Issues rally, Thursday, July 1st.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the COVID cover-up, corruption, and constitutional crisis. You might ask the question, how do those things, those elements, fit together? We're in a constitutional crisis today with the attempt to force citizens to accept an experimental drug that does not prevent COVID. It's been proven with those that have come down with COVID after the vaccination. It's not truly a vaccination. It is a drug that changes the DNA in the human body. And yet we find today businesses, governments around the world, and now in the United States of America, citizen states, are instituting laws and regulations to force the vaccination on human beings. It is unconstitutional, and I think it's time Christians and conservatives and patriots stand up and say no. We've got dozens of articles on that subject. We're going to get as far as we can with the broadcast today to give you the evidence, the information that I believe is needed for conservatives, Christians, and patriots to make the decision and say, no, we're not going to surrender our health choices to a COVID jab that could kill us. And that's the exact bottom line. I believe Jim's on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
Good afternoon. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. Thank you. I do believe that Anthony Fauci knows exactly what was going on over there. The man's old enough to remember history, and he's old enough to have lived through the Cold War. He also knows that any communist regime would have tight control over any type of weapons technology, medical technology, or just straight technology itself. He also knows that China has been practicing industrial espionage. For him to deny that would be farcical, in my opinion. That man, he's doing everything that he's doing for pure personal gain and for political gain. And that's just the way I feel.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, you're exactly right. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, high-ranking Chinese defector sheds light on the COVID origins. And this article I found fascinating, dated June 22nd. This article starts out, "We could soon find out whether COVID really started in the Wuhan lab," and much, much more, said the BBC foreign affairs correspondent. As rumors swirled that Chinese state security vice minister has defected to the U.S., some commentators have suggested that the high-ranking figure could shed light on the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Spy Talk magazine reported that this individual had fled to the U.S. via Hong Kong with his daughter in February. If the rumors are true, he would be the highest-ranking Chinese government official to ever defect. BBC foreign affairs correspondent John Simpson said that if he really defected, we could soon find out whether COVID really started in the Wuhan lab and much, much more. He is reported to possess intelligence on numbers of critical areas, including financial records on the pathogen research that took place in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, early studies of the virus, and even predictions about how the virus could spread and become a potential global pandemic, end quote. Now, Jim, the thing that I'm fascinated by, concerned about, and have great worries over is the fact that our government has known since February that this person has come to America, that he has all of these, quote, secrets with him. I understand in other articles that I've read, he brought absolutely reams of documents and information. He was able to get to America on the pretense that he had to see his mother or somebody that's in America that was dying. He came with his daughter. He didn't intend to go back. He fled China in order to bring the records. And our State Department and the federal government has had this now since February. Now, Jim, keep in mind, they've had this information from this defector since February. They probably had an opportunity to look at all of the documents and information. And in my opinion, some of those documents and information details have been leaked out that the Communist Network News, the New York Times, CNN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the reason it seemed as though overnight, for no rational reasoning that we've seen, it seemed as though overnight, all of a sudden, the light switch came on, and all of a sudden, the news media and all of the newsprint, the Communist Network News by way of television, and many of the politicians are now saying, oh, we need to investigate this. We believe that it came from the Wuhan lab. Why are they saying that? I believe it's because they know for a fact that it did. They know for a fact the details, but it was a fact that was the door was closed on by Fauci himself when he lied about it. Here's an article that says Wuhan link researcher thanked Dr. Fauci for slamming COVID lab leak myth, slamming the door on COVID lab leak myth. The EcoHealth Alliance president, Dr. Peter Daszak, April the 20th, 2020, emailed Dr. Fauci with a part of the 3,200-page batch of Fauci's emails obtained by BuzzFeed on Tuesday through the Information Freedom of Information Act. Daszak personally thanked Fauci in his email for the bravery he exhibited during the White House briefing the day prior to that, when he said that novel coronavirus exhibit features that are totally consistent with animal to human origin and did not point to any lab manipulation. So, Jim, we've been lied to by not only Fauci and all of those proteges of Fauci, but we've been lied to by the federal government. We've been lied to by the media, been lied to by those that are in high-profile positions. And look at the thousands of lives that's been devastated as a result of it.
I would agree with that. I wish the media would start concentrating on the VAERS data set, because eventually those numbers are going to come out too if people keep on looking at them.
Well, even with that, even with that, and some of our listeners may not be aware, that's the system by which the CDC keeps a record of the deaths and those that have had major side effects. And I'm told now that CDC is about 2 months behind on that. And when they got to the number of over 6,000 deaths and about 380-some-odd thousand serious side effects, and especially when it started getting into the research, the data from teens and youth dying with heart attacks and or blood clots and or major other heart rhythm of problems as a result of the stab, they stopped reporting.
Yeah, that right there. There's four major symptoms, and the two that cause the most problems is low platelet count. I think that's thrombocytopenia or something like that. It's a Latin term. I can't even pronounce it. And the other one's myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the actual heart itself. That's they said it only exists for 10 days, but those numbers are still adding up, and if that's the reported, imagine what the unreported is.
That's the truth of the whole matter, Jim. We've been lied to, deceived by CDC, those we should have had confidence and faith in from the standpoint of giving us medical advice and protecting Americans. We've discovered now that it's a total political organization, total political bent, totally controlled by Dr. Fauci and others that have the fingers in the till as to what they're able to steal, get, and rob American taxpayers of. But, Jim, thank you so much for your input. Thank you for your interest. Keep on looking up. As I say to every listener, look up, lift up your heads, our redemption draweth nigh. We see this, but as Dr. Adrian Rogers said many, many years ago, it's dark, but it's gloriously dark because our redemption could come at any moment. Thank you so much, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on this issue. Do you find this issue alarming to you? Do you find this issue something that you think we've been lied to? Or is this something that you think that perhaps I'm just blowing it out of proportion and it is not as bad as it sounds that it is? I'm looking at an article that says, exclusive, COVID-19 has no credible natural ancestor. Listen to this. It's about a 30-page document. I'm going to read you just some highlights. COVID-19 has no credible natural ancestor and was created by China scientists who then tried to cover up their tracks with retroengineering to make it seem like it naturally arose from bats, the explosive new study shows us. And just two or three bullet points from this article. An exclusive new study claims researchers found unique fingerprints in COVID-19 samples that they say could have only arisen from the manipulation in a laboratory. Secondly, the article says, the study shows there's evidence to suggest Chinese scientists created the virus while working on gain-of-function project in the Wuhan, China lab. Gain-of-function research, which was temporarily outlawed in the U.S., involves altering naturally occurring viruses to make them more infectious in order to study their potential effects on humans. According to the paper, Chinese scientists took natural coronavirus backbone from found in China cave bats and spliced it into a new spike, S-P-I-K-E, turning it into the deadly and highly transmissible COVID-19. The researchers who concluded that COVID-19 has no credible natural ancestors also believe scientists reverse engineered versions of the virus to cover up their tracks. They've changed the virus, then tried to make it out as it was a sequence over years. The study also points to the deliberate destruction and concealment and containment of the data in China labs and notes that the scientists who wish to share their findings haven't been able to do so, or they have simply disappeared. Until recently, this article says, until recently, most experts had staunchly denied the origins of the virus were anything other than a natural infection leaping from animals to humans. Earlier this week, Dr. Fauci defended the U.S. funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, saying the $600,000 grant was not approved by the gain of function, not approved for gain of function research. Ladies and gentlemen, that was just one of the grants, the $600,000. He was pointing to that and saying, as he talked to Senator Rand Paul, he said that that was not earmarked for gain of function. Senator Rand Paul asked, well, did you not know that that's what they were doing in the Wuhan China lab? And Dr. Fauci then wanted to act like an innocent neophyte. He said he was just trusting those that said that they were doing proper research, did not research it, did not see it, did not investigate it whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, that was another lie. Pictures have now come to light where he was there in the lab with some of the scientific researchers in China, along with Dr. Daszak and others, verifying and validating that he knew what was taking place. Excuse me. We need to recognize that we've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line of what we need to understand today. And it was after the lie, there was a conspiracy to cover up the lie. Go back to what happened to Richard Nixon. It wasn't the matter of what he had done. It was the matter of the cover-up that got him in trouble, that removed him from office. And I think this cover-up that we're watching today with Dr. Fauci and with those that are involved in that whole chain of the episode that has taken place that's killed about 600,000 Americans. And by the way, good scientists and scientific research tell us that had we allowed the HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and other drugs to be utilized early on in the pathogens, fighting the pathogen, that we could have saved between 250,000 and 400,000 lives. So, ladies and gentlemen, out of the 600,000 Americans that have died, Dr. Fauci is guilty of, hear me, he is guilty, Dr. Fauci is guilty of taking the lives, about 250,000 to 400,000 that could have been saved had hydroxychloroquine been utilized and allowed to be utilized, whereas the pharmacists were put in a position where they refused physicians in filling prescriptions that physicians had written for the HCQ. You must say why, because of M-O-N-E-Y. It's far more expensive to have the COVID jab, as it is called, coming from Moderna, which is controlled by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which cha-ching means money in their pockets rather than the 30 cents a tablet for the hydroxychloroquine that could have saved thousands and hundreds of thousands of lives. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Well, if you follow the money, you'll find the truth. And that's often been said about things in D.C. You know, business and politics in general, if you follow the money, you'll find the truth. And the money sure does seem to lend itself to not supporting ivermectin, not supporting hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc. You know, those things are pennies on the dollar and pretty well readily available. So it, but on the subject of the Wuhan lab and this Wuhan flu escaping from the Wuhan lab, I think the question really doesn't is no longer did it come from the lab. It's a matter of did China release it on purpose?
Yes.
Because we know that they knew before we knew. We know that they knew before we knew because they shut down travel to and from Wuhan. They didn't shut down travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world, but they shut down travel from Wuhan into other places in China. They wanted to slow down or stop the spread from Wuhan to their own people, but they wanted to make sure, apparently, that the rest of the world got infected. Now, that shows to me an intent, not nefarious, but malevolent intent on their part. The question is now, the only question I believe remaining in this equation is, did they let it out of the lab on purpose? On purpose. Now, you know, from a monetary standpoint, this shakes things up. From a political standpoint, they, like Fauci and like so many others on the left, they hated Donald Trump. He put more pressure on them than any president in my lifetime. So this not only affected the outcome of economies around the world, but it affected the outcome of an election in the United States. So the question again, did they do all of this on purpose? Did they kill all of these people on purpose? And it's looking more and more and more like that may very well be the case.
Greg, I think it's a two-pronged aspect there. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. Always delighted to have Greg find time to drop in and the discussion that we have on this broadcast each day as we face the issues. Greg, thank you for joining us today. I've got an article, Greg, says the GOP, the grand old party, Congressman, blasts COVID, official COVID narrative, says it's the worst cover-up in human history. A top House Republican said Sunday that he believed the coronavirus behind the COVID-19 pandemic originated in the laboratory in Wuhan, China, and that China has been engaged in a massive cover-up ever since. And it goes on to talk about who, what, when, where, et cetera, and what has taken place with the 3.3 million people globally dying. I believe what took place there, Greg, it is my personal assumption, and I believe that it will ultimately become the verifiable fact, is that, yes, they developed that. Yes, China was on the path to develop a biochemical warfare methodology for, as they called it, preparation for World War III. Yes, I believe it was the Chinese Communist Party military arm that operated the Wuhan, China Level 4 lab. Yes, I believe that it was released from the lab, but I believe what took place, in my most humble opinion, is that Dr. Anthony Fauci, as a tool of the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, discovered that they could use that as a weapon, and they weaponized it in America to have the coup to overthrow President Donald J. Trump. So I believe that, number one, it was released from the lab purposefully, and they thought they could contain it just in the Wuhan community. Because, Greg, you recall they actually took torches and welded the doors closed of the high-rise apartment buildings so that those in those apartment buildings in Wuhan in that immediate area could not come out and just kill their own people because they were trying to sequester it to prevent it from killing their people to the level that they could control, but it got out on a global basis. And you recall, Greg, and perhaps our listeners recall, that when President Donald J. Trump put a seal on travel from China and from Europe, it was then by Dr. Fauci was the one that said that was somehow racist, what he was doing ought not to be done. And we've discovered in months, 18 months after that, that the best thing President Trump could have done was to seal off any travel on a global basis to protect Americans' health. But I believe that it was released. I believe it was released purposely. I believe that it was released as a weapon, a tool to destroy the presidential election of Donald J. Trump. And I believe the lie continues today because Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are both members of the board of directors for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, key components in operation of and the funding of the Moderna pharmaceutical. They wanted the pharmaceutical Moderna to be out, and this virus got ahead of them, and that's the reason they sequestered and prevented any other methodology to cure or to prevent the coronavirus. That's just my take on it.
Well, I would like to see folks like Fauci and, like, you know, you remember Clapper, the not wittingly, you know, as he rubbed his forehead kind of guy, as he's lying through his teeth before Congress.
Yes.
You know, Clapper, that was a blatant case of deceit. In the case of Fauci, over and over and over, whether we were discussing hydroxychloroquine or we're discussing mask or we're discussing the genetics sequencing of this Wuhan flu and how he said it seemed to be naturally occurring. I mean, the man knew better. He knew better when he said that. That was an out and out lie to the people of the United States of America. It was a lie before Congress. I'll tell you what, General Michael Flynn had his life upended, destroyed, bankrupted because supposedly he lied. Supposedly he also engaged in some violation of this what do they call it, Logan Act. And, you know, that's rubbish, complete rubbish. But his life was destroyed over things like that. You know, when will folks like Clapper pay the piper? When will folks like Fauci pay the piper? And it's not just the lies. It's the lies may have led to many lives being lost. And is that somehow or another, if you're a leftist, that's perfectly fine, I think. They're putting their tacit approval upon the deceit and the lies and the loss of lives because they won't do anything about it. And that kind of carries throughout our culture. You're watching how, and this is off topic, but those that attended that rally on January 6th, a couple hundred of them really did need to go to jail. I mean, you start breaking things, you need to go to jail. You know, but hundreds that walked into the Capitol, the doors flung wide open, and they walked right into the Capitol. They didn't disturb anything. They didn't paint anything. They didn't loot anything. They didn't burn anything. They didn't destroy anything. They just walked in. Hundreds of those were arrested for that. Hundreds of those are being held now, sometimes 23 and a half hours a day in solitary confinement. Okay? Now, tell me, when it was the summer of love and folks were burning down cities, taking over police stations, why are very few of those incarcerated? Matter of fact, folks like Harris funded the bail to bail out the ones that were locked up. So what I'm getting to, by the way, is the hypocrisy within the system and the two levels of justice in the system. The system, if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a Republican, the system will bring you to your knees, will absolutely eviscerate you under leftist control. But if you're
absolutely
on the left, it'll play kid gloves with you and turn you loose.
Yes, I'm looking at an article, Greg, that says ABC reporter finally admits that we've all known about the media and the COVID lab leak theory. Democrats, the establishment media, and big tech have all come around in recent weeks to very, very plausible theory that the coronavirus pandemic originated in the lab in China, but it's stunning to see some of these same people admit why the theory was so vehemently opposed in just months gone by. Greg, the point that I make with that, with what you just said, is we do have a two-tier justice system. In fact, in that which took place in D.C. called the insurrection by the socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, but yet it was infiltrated by the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter mob with the intent on causing exactly what they did. Nancy Pelosi knew it 3 weeks before, and she was told they need to get the National Guard to prevent the Antifa and the BLM. She refused to do so, and that's blamed on President Trump. We're discovering more and more now that the FBI and the CIA perhaps had implants that were planted there in that caused the riot, that the promulgating reason behind it, just like we're now finding the truth about the COVID lab leak, and I believe that it was purposeful. And we see today where the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM Democrats have set up through the Department of Justice the Domestic Terrorist Act. And in doing so, anybody that does exactly what we're doing now, if you question the source of the COVID virus, if you question whether or not you should be vaccinated, if you question what took place in the 2020 election, if you question what took place on January the 6th, then you're not just a conspiracy theorist, you're one that's initiating a domestic terrorist act in America and can be persecuted and prosecuted by the federal government. That's what we have on the track that is before us. Greg, we've got about 45 seconds before our broadcast is over. With all that's said that sounds so horrific, so dangerous, and so dark and deadly, what should Christians do? How should conservatives and Christians respond to this kind of news today?
You know, over and over and over in the scripture, God says to the believer, fear not, fear not. And that's 2 Timothy 1:7 that we oftentimes quote, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That power that we have is in and through Jesus Christ. The believer is completely without, other than through the blood of Jesus Christ. But with the blood of Jesus Christ, it's often been said, me plus God makes a majority, or me plus God can gain the victory. Or essentially, God can get the victory through you. Have no fear. Have no fear. But have power and love and a sound mind. Use the sound mind that God has given you to defeat this, to push this, and walk in His light, walk in His spirit, walk in His truth, walk in His power, and you'll be fine, folks. You'll be fine.
Yes. Greg, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.